prove that the flying saucers are real and that they are probably from other planets or other worlds?
Well, the Air Force says that on the sightings since 1955, only 2% have been unexplained. Do you go along with this figure?
That figure does not apply to all of the reports by any means. The percentage for the entire period during which flying saucers have been observed, namely from 1947 to date, is approximately 20% unknown.
Why do you feel that the Air Force is giving out the 2% figure then?
They may believe that the American people would panic if they were told the truth. We do not agree with this, and we believe that the Air Force should make their reports public.
The Air Force maintains they have given all reports out.
I suggest that anyone that believes that statement should try to obtain from the Air Force any of the reports in their files.
Well, do you believe the statements that many people have made that they have been in contact with these flying saucers?
No, CSI does not accept any of the contact communication stories. No real proof has been offered. Proof would be very easy to furnish, but all that the contactees ever offer are excuses for not providing proof.
What is the purpose of these contact stories?
One of the major purposes is prestige. The contactees have a great need to make themselves feel important and look important in the eyes of other people. Some of the contactees appear to be mentally unbalanced. Some of them feel that they have an urgent message to communicate to the world, which they think will be stronger if it comes from the mouth of a so-called Venusian or Saturnian than if it comes from the mouth of a mere human being.
What about the so-called believers who follow these contactees?
I think that their belief springs from several sources. One of them is the need for reassurance. I think these are probably rather frightened people. Nowadays, we are confronted with the possibility that we may very soon be out in space meeting possible intelligent beings from other worlds. And there is a natural fear of the stranger, the creature from somewhere else. Now, these stories, those, if you read them carefully, you will notice that they tend, in every case, to humanize the extraterrestrial or the spaceman. We find out that they like to listen to soap operas, but they don't approve of them. We find out that they make jokes. All of this reduces them to a very human term. They are no longer frightening because they have been defaced, you might say. I think that for the believers, as well as for the contactees, there's also a great deal of misplaced idealism. Many of the believers seem to have hearts of gold and heads full of feathers. We wish the public would not classify all people who are interested in saucers with the spacecraft convention people. There are two groups, and we are very glad when an opportunity comes along to make a very sharp distinction between the people who accept the contact stories such as Menger's and those who do not accept them, and approach the subject from an entirely different, much more factual and scientific standpoint. As you may know, there are already a number of reports of an entirely different kind which purport to describe meetings with creatures from outer space.
You mean there are some contact stories, then, that you would believe?
I do not want to say that I would believe them. I simply say that they are different in every respect from the type of story represented by Mr. Menger.
Well, can you give us some examples?
There were, in the fall of 1954 in Europe, dozens of reports of encounters with little men, about, say, 3.5 feet tall. Then there were also, in the following winter, a number of reports of this type from South America. Then in the summer of 1955, there were reports from this country of encounters I don't call them contacts, you notice. Encounters with small humanoid creatures. It is this group of reports that is so completely different from the Menger type of report, and which seems to deserve to be taken seriously.
Why do you think that these should be taken seriously and not the Menger type of report?
Because in the first place, there is no communication. The behavior of these little creatures is always completely mysterious. The human observers are always terrified. They don't want to have the experience repeated. They would rather forget it entirely. They shrink from the limelight. They don't go back to the same place looking for another contact. They bring no messages. All they want to do is to have everybody go away and leave them alone and let them forget that they ever saw the thing.
In any of these little people contacts, has there been any commercialization?
None whatsoever that I know of. Quite the contrary. One woman said, I would give everything I own if it had never happened.
Why were they so terrified?
Because the things they saw seemed to them really unearthly and out of this world. They looked and behaved not like beautiful, wise, benevolent, faced brothers, but like something really different. So strange that they did not know what to make of it.
How many of these reports have been investigated thoroughly?
About half a dozen.
And what have been your findings on this investigation?
These stories are certainly not to be brushed off.